The Word of God has been chosen to be laid upon your hearts this morning for your meditation and application to your daily faith life. It's found recorded in Genesis 32, verses 9 through 12. Then Jacob said, O God of my father, Abraham, and God of my father, Isaac, the Lord who said to me, Return to your country and to your father, and I will deal well with you. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children. For you said, I will surely treat you well, and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. In Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed in Christ, as new father, you quickly learn that what you say to your children fast becomes a promise. You say, we might go to the beach or get ice cream later, and then you hear them say, but Dad, you promised. David said the same thing to God. The Lord said to David, And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. Later in prayer, David said to God, Now, O Lord God, the word which you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do as you have said. In other words, God, you promised. That's also what Jacob prayed as he, in fear and trembling, waited for his brother Esau and 400 men to arrive. He said to God, For you said, I will surely treat you well. God, you promised. This morning, we'll see three characteristics of a proper prayer to God. The first is to confess our unworthiness. Remember the prayer of the Pharisee and the tax collector? The Pharisee stood in front of the church, hands lifted to God, looking up, God, I thank you, I am so good. Not like all these other sinners. And the publican stood in the back of the church, head down, beat on his chest, and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that man, the tax collector, went home justified, declared righteous. Well, this once proud, self-reliant, and self-assured Jacob now prays, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. Early in his life, he would have thought, I'm entitled to this. I'm going to make it mine, whatever it takes. Now he realizes, everything I have is from God, by his grace and loving kindness. Jacob realized, and so do we, that we do not have the right to barge into God's throne and demand from him that he hear and answer our prayers. We approach him with repentant hearts and pray in Jesus' name. Confess our unworthiness. The second aspect of prayer is to admit to our inability. We cannot handle the problems, the troubles that occur daily in our life. We need to depend totally upon our Savior God. 20 years earlier, Jacob wouldn't have been able to say that. In fact, at that time in his life, he would have said, I've got to think of a way to get what God promised me with my ingenuity, with my instincts, to deceive Esau, outsmart him, and get what God told me I've got the right to have. But now, Jacob prays, Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and the mother with the children. Admit to our own inability. And the third characteristic of prayer is, God-pleasing prayer is to remind God of his promises. We read again verse 12. Jacob says, For you said, I will surely treat you well, and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Jacob knew that if Esau came and killed him and his family, that'd be the end of the line of Abraham. The Savior would not come. The promised Savior from way back to Adam and Eve. That could not happen. God promised it. What a marvelous prayer from this once self-centered, I got to rely on my own wits person. Notice that Jacob's not bitter. He doesn't blame Esau and say, what a creep. He's unspiritual, he's angry, he's a mean person. Jacob realizes that he deserves whatever Esau is going to give to him. He also doesn't try to blame others or excuse himself. He didn't say, I probably should not have deceived Esau, my father, but under the circumstances, God, you understand, right? I was only following my mom's plans. He simply says, I am sorry. I do not deserve any of your blessings because of my sins. Yet, you have blessed me greatly. I cannot save myself. I rely totally upon you, Lord. I take you at your word and believe your promises to me. Our Father wants us to pray in such a way, being assured that he will hear and answer all of our prayers according to his will and his promises. If we are lonely, we need to pray, Lord, you promised never to leave me or forsake me. Be here with me now. If we're burdened with guilt and our sins, we need to pray, Heavenly Father, you promised to cast all my sins to the depths of the sea. Forgive me for Jesus' sake and sink my sins into the ocean of your everlasting love. May our prayers ever rise from God's promises in his word. Martin Luther said it well. The only ground on which godly men can stand in times of trouble is God's word. Amen. We'll sing hymn 783, verses 1 through 3.